Hey everyone, it's Corey from A Hazy Reaction. I apologize, last week was spring break, so my kids were out and we needed to do something fun for them while they were on spring break. And earlier this week, since we were down in Arizona and things like that in California, we just gotten back right when school started back in, and I was just feeling a little under the weather. So, you know, these allergies are really kicking my butt out here, but that's enough of me complaining about allergies. I'll just get over it and take the meds like I'm supposed to. Anyways, let's get into this video. It's by Goosebumps, it looks like, talking to indoctrinated feminists on Women's Day. I guess this guy was bold enough to go down there and chat with women. Let's see if he doesn't get hurt or anything like that.
Welcome to the first and a new video on Goosebumps. Today, I'm just a normal dude. I'm gonna find out what's gonna happen or what's going on with this whole feminism thing. And what better place would there be on the entire planet than Amsterdam on the Feminism March? So we're gonna ask some people what is going on and ask some interesting questions.
Okay, that's cool. He's in Amsterdam. Let's see how this goes. Sorry about the music. Let's turn it down.
Could we ask you some questions, maybe?
Sure.
What are we doing here today? Me. I'm just a curious dude, like I said. Not really.
What are you?
I'm Renzo. Nice to meet you.
Bliksa.
So I'm wondering, what rights are you fighting for? Why are you here? Or what?
Before he finishes up and talks to this lady, I just want to put in my two cents. Wow. So we're in the Netherlands right now, or this guy's in the Netherlands asking these women. So it's not just an American thing. It's a Western culture, European thing. About the feminism and the women's rights movements, which rightfully so, but some of them have taken to some extreme changes in this, where you get women that'll say kill all men, yet they'll be using a microphone and a camera on the internet that men created, living in a house with central air and heating that men created, and actual indoor plumbing. Men created this, and yet they'll say kill all men. I really think in a lot of these cases, man, these women don't really mean that. They're probably angry about something. I know it's about the patriarchy, because they've been told through that, through social media and society, and hyped them up on this thing like women are not treated equal. As a matter of fact, I think they're treated more than equal. I think they're treated in a lot of ways very different than men, but also I think it's been fairly justified to be treated in certain ways, because we do have to take care of women, but we got to take care of men too, because men built this whole society that we currently live in. So when I see or hear women say kill all men, down with the patriarchy, it's like, really? So if men didn't exist and you could snap your fingers like Thanos and get rid of all the men on the planet, that's to include your fathers, your cousins, your sons, and your brothers and everything, society would collapse. Or they take everything with them that men created, women would be in grass huts or grass fields trying to survive the rigors of dangerous animals by themselves with no men to protect them. So let's get into it.
Basically, just a big why.
It's a feminist march, so it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah, you can send here for, I don't know, feminism, stop vagina attacks, like.
Sorry? Vagina attacks?
Fuck vagina attacks, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Vagina attacks?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, we have to pay for our tampons and products.
Okay. Fair enough. I get it.
Wait a minute. She said, well, we have to. Sorry, I'm scratching my head, but that's. She said, we have to pay for tampons. It's like, okay, then who is supposed to pay for it? Society should pay for you to have tampons? That's crazy to me. I mean, are they expensive or something? I don't know. We have to pay for diapers. We have babies. Are you marching for the government to pay for everybody's baby formula and diapers? What about when we get older and people need diapers, you know, like the Depends and the Attends diapers for adults? Do they fight for that kind of equality? And my answer is probably no. So let's continue.
At that.
Yeah, so whatever you want to stand for, you can stand.
So I can stand here for bricks being green?
I mean, sure, if you want.
That seems odd. Wouldn't you think that's odd?
Yeah, sure. But if it's your standpoint, it is yours, and you should be proud of it.
Okay, so you can literally say anything, say anything, and people will be like, "You go, girl."
Yeah.
That would delete all value from it, right?
No.
Absolutely.
If you can literally say anything, there's only value in scarce things. That's the thing with supply and demand.
If you say bricks are green because feminism, sure.
Do you hear how delusional that sounds right there? That sounds crazy. If you were to walk up to this woman and you'd like, obviously, if she's not colorblind and you're not colorblind, and you see that the known fact that bricks are like a brick red color, and you say they're green or blue, even though they're not painted, they're clearly red, clearly that color that we all know to be the color, and you say it's different, and you should have that. She's saying that you should be taken seriously, basically, is what she's saying. So that's really weird to me, man. Some weirdness going on. That's like a person saying, "I can fly." And then they go up to a 20-story building and are about to jump off. And you want people to believe you can fly. Come on, man. There's reality behind this. Come on. You're going to go splat. You're not going to fly.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Inequality for bricks. All men must die?
All men must die.
Why do you want me dead?
I just talked about this. I said, I haven't seen this video, but I know that there's women always at these rallies that say, "Down with the patriarchy, all men must die." This lady is literally saying all men must die in this thing, in this public well-known space, I guess, in Amsterdam. Now, if a man was to do that in a men's rally, which I don't know that they have any, and he said, "Oh, women must die," not only women would be outraged, but men would be outraged too, because men hold men accountable and women try to hold men accountable as well. Now, who's holding women accountable for these actions? Not women. And if a man says something, no, he can't, because he's toxic or whatever the case they may call you. You're a phobic of some sorts.
Yeah.
You don't have any knives on you, right?
No. I'm not going to kill them.
This lady has a dad.
Kill the men. They're going to abolish themselves in the end, eventually.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because patriarchy, which is also a man-made thing.
You believe we live in a patriarchy?
I think so. You think you don't think so?
I don't think so anymore.
Oh, what do you think you're living in then?
Matriarchy, that's like the women thing, right?
Oh, are you for real? That's why
women have more rights nowadays than men, maybe.
Okay, but that's why we still haven't had the president of the United States ever being a woman, and that's why men are still getting paid.
I'm talking about the United States.
I knew it. I knew somebody was going to say something stupid like that. They are in the Netherlands, the capital, Amsterdam. And she is talking about the United States. That's why we haven't had a female president in the United States. What do you mean we? You don't even live there. You don't represent. You can't vote in the United States unless you're a citizen. But apparently, you're probably a citizen of the Netherlands. So what is she talking about? It's funny how people always try to deviate or move the goalposts when you give them a question. They come up with something else that's so abstract that it doesn't fit their narrative or what the question he's trying to answer. Like she can, or the question he's asking, she can't even answer. We haven't had a female president in the United States. She said we. Like the female president is representing the Netherlands. No, she's trying to be the president of the United States. And this lady is saying, it's crazy, but let me continue, man.
That's why every age... Okay, well, in the Netherlands, every other 8 days, a woman gets killed because of femicide.
You know what happens to men every day?
Femicide.
Tell me.
Well, men are told to be killed. I don't see any men here around here telling women to die.
This is maybe the first time that openly they are being told to be killed, and I think that that time will come. And
what is feminism for you?
Oh my God.
Feminism for me mostly is breaking free from specific gender norms that, well, limits both men and women in, well, general life. Like having men be like, you can't cry, or you have to always be at the gym. And for women, for example, you have to mostly work in like care industries, like being a nurse at certain hospitals. I just want people to be free to have their own choices. At the moment, that's...
I would say to this guy or lady, I think, they, them, that women do have the choice. As a matter of fact, if we want to go back, like the other lady said, back in the United States, I don't know about the Netherlands, but about 65% of the people that attend college are females. And they have the option of going into the STEM practices, such as the sciences, technology, engineering, and math, but they choose not to. They go into other things like arts, like possibly sociology, humanities, things like that. So I don't know. They have the option, but they don't pick it.
Very difficult because, well, besides just general cultural norms, we are also, in the economic space, we're also quite limited sometimes. Like, women are still, for example...
You say we. So you identify as a woman?
Not completely, but I...
So what do you identify as, if I may ask?
Not really much at the moment. Mostly men, some bit of women, but I don't care.
You're figuring out. Okay. How does that work?
What do you identify as? Mostly man, but sometimes a woman? It's not one or the other. You can't have both. That's weird, man.
Bring out something like that.
It's mostly just trying to basically question the kinds of thoughts and ideas you have.
Okay, because I was born with a penis, and I figured I'm probably a dude, and I kind of stick to that, and I'm fine with that. But I guess it's not the same for some people.
Yeah, for some people, it's like, okay, I was born with a penis. I hate that thing, and it feels weird to have it.
I don't actually think
what the heck?
This idea that we all have the freedom.
The guy said, some people really think, like, I was born with a penis too, but it's kind of weird to have this. It's like, I was born with a nose and it's kind of weird to have it. Let me just chop it off. I have lips. Let me gouge out my eyes because it's weird to see.
Wow. To do whatever we want or something actually really exists. I think there are real material factors which restrict that freedom. Like, for example, like working women like face heaps of violence against them, like both structural, systemic, and like in their relationships and stuff. And there's no proper societal support to fight against that violence because it's just not profitable.
But it's funny that he said it's a women's march or women's movement. I understand that. But feminism is the equality for everybody. So what this guy is saying right here is like women face violence in the workplace and at home domestically, but so do men. Men just don't report it all the same because we know good and well. We see a man getting hit by a woman, we're not coming to the man's rescue. However, if we see a dude or dudes beating up on a woman, most likely men are going to come to the rescue. And that's how a society has constructed this or taught us, because a woman is technically weaker, physically weaker than a man. So a woman getting abused is just not a good sight to see for anybody, in my opinion. So I'm curious if they fight for those facts. And once again, we know they're in the Netherlands, but in the United States, we hear this rhetoric all the time as well. And in the United States, if you look, there's women's battered shelters. There's hundreds of them across the United States, but how many domestic battered shelters are there for men? I probably guess you can count probably on one hand how many there are in the whole United States, where there's hundreds in the United States for women. So it's interesting.
Okay.
And you also see that people from like the LGBTQ community and stuff like that also face this violence very frequently. I face this violence.
What kind of violence, if I may ask?
For example, slurs levied against me, shouting, people telling me to get out of it. And like when I lived in Australia, I've had people say like, oh, I'll kill you if you keep talking to me like that or something like that.
Like what?
Have you noticed that this guy said people have made slurs against me in the LGBT, because he's part of the LGBTQ plus community? But he said violence, and he said they had slurs and everything like that. But I didn't know if that is that violence, because I thought violence was a physical altercation between a person or persons. So I'm curious, if somebody calls you a name, yeah, it sucks. You know, we all been called names. I've been called the N-word by people who don't look like me and everything. And you know what? You press on. But I never thought, oh, they're being violent towards me. I need to go out and march against it, which is their own right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking that movement or anything to that extreme. But what I'm trying to say is that I didn't know it was considered technically violence, because technically people have the freedom of speech and they should be able to say whatever they want to say regardless, but there should be repercussions and they be held accountable for what they say. Understood. But I don't know if it's violence. That's weird. But anyways, let's get back into it.
I was just being who I am, and they just sort of...
What is being who you are?
Just dressing in the way that I dress, like talking with my friends, hanging out with my friends, and they sort of got into a bit of an altercation with us, and then...
They didn't appreciate the way you dress or the way you... Okay, I'm against any violence. I think we should respect any people that dress any way they want,
sure,
or whatever.
You can be against that violence, but that saying that is just like sort of a... almost a non-statement without actually looking at the real material underlying factors for that violence and the system which perpetuates,
yeah,
and shapes that violence.
The thing is, we teach people not to steal and be kind, but there's still dickheads out there in the world and stealing.
100%.
So there's a part on your own responsibility.
But why are they stealing?
Sorry?
I'm assuming you're talking about like petty theft, right? People stealing a phone, people stealing a laptop.
Robbing banks or any kind of violence.
Stealing is stealing.
We also teach people
not to
rape. And of course, there's people still going to be raping or making a fool out of anyone. So don't you think there's a part of your own responsibility too?
I feel as though you're acting as though it's a given that these things happen, but it's not a given that these things happen. There are real material underlying reasons and pressures for this happening.
Yeah.
Like someone who, for example, steals $20, right? Probably they need the $20. Probably it's because they're poor, or unemployed or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason, right? There's an underlying factor. So
yeah,
then you look at
there's
why
a reason
are they
why they're
poor.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's also a reason why you don't do it. Regardless if you're poor, I understand you want to feed yourself and things like that, but stealing, taking something else from someone else does not make it right. I don't care if the person is a millionaire and you, you're not. You don't steal from them because, like he said, there's an underlying reason behind it. Yes, because they need something, but that doesn't make it right that you steal something that someone else worked hard for. It doesn't. I don't care.
Yeah,
maybe they made a few very bad decisions.
That's kind of putting an individual responsibility.
Yeah, we all have individual responsibility, right?
Because this guy, the guy in the glasses right here, the one he's interviewing, I'm not on screen, but this video will be up. But one of the underlying things is, yeah, that's the tall guy in the cap said, yes, but that's individual responsibility and their poor choices. And it is true, because even if you may be poor, there's still ways that maybe you can receive help other than taking something of someone else's. So why should they be victimized just so you get ahead? It doesn't make sense to me. It never has. And I can't be convinced. I've heard of lesser of two evils now, don't get me wrong, where like a police officer, for example, there's somebody trapped in a house where there's a fire, but the lesser of two evils, you know, would be to break into the house to get the person out. It's understanding, you know, things like that. That's a poor example maybe, but you guys get the gist of it. But anyways, that's all I have for this video. Stay tuned for part two, and I will get that to you guys. But bye for now.